Mark, some pull for Lightning. They were behind the eight ball, but that's a great victory.
Absolutely. I still can't actually believe we got over the line with that. I thought we showed real fight. 100 runs on that wicket I don't think was enough. I think we're at least 30 runs shy of a par score.
Yeah.
But we really stuck together. We stuck to our plans. We bowled really, really well. And we come out the right side of it.
Yep. And just talking on the pitch, would you agree it was better than a 100 run strip?
Oh, I think so. I think 130, 135 was probably a par score on it. It was a little bit sticky, maybe. It looked like one of those, the slower that you bowled, the more difficult it was to get it away. I think both sides bowled really well on it. They obviously identified where to bowl very quickly on it and stuck to those plans. And as I say, 100 was nowhere near enough. We didn't think at half time anyway.
Yep.
But we just stuck to our guns. And, the spinners, I thought, bowled really, really well for us.
Yeah. And Mark, just finally, and generally speaking, is it good to have this level of competition? I know you've run away with this for the last 4 or 5 years. Things are changing a wee bit, and it's a bit more competitive now.
Absolutely, I think it's fantastic. I've always been an advocate of best versus best, so to have like Bertie over for you guys and Boyd when he's available, or some Gary's and Munster playing today for the Knights, which is absolutely fantastic. And obviously Kevin was back for us today. The more players we can get playing at this level, the more competition that we have is fantastic. We don't want to be winning games by 100 runs ever. No one wants that. It's no use for anyone.
Yeah.
We want to be competitive and tight and good cricket. Today's wasn't the best cricket in the world, but I think both sides are a great fight. They bowled really, really well. I thought the fielding was quite good as well. So it was good
all-round performance, Mark.
We'll take it from the position they're in. If you told me, we would have won that game at halftime, there's no chance of hell.
Well, it also sends us all to Pembroke and at the start of July, away a good competition and a good open competition.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's all to play for down there. I think every game is going to be on a knife edge now.
Yeah.
Any team could win any game, which is the way you want it to be, don't you?
Absolutely.
You don't want any team running away with something.
Thank you, Mark.
No problem at all. Cheers, Lars.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that.